and I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom, wgxc.org, for more information about any of these stories. Patricia R. Doxey reports for the Daily Freeman that fewer than 1,000 votes separating the two lowest vote-getters, the Board of Elections in the seven counties that make up the state Supreme Court 3rd Judicial District, are preparing for a hand count of the more than 1 million ballots cast in the race to determine who will claim the third seat on the bench. In the November 8th general election, voters in Albany, Columbia, Greene, Rensselaer, Schoharie, Sullivan, and Ulster counties were asked to choose from four candidates to fill three seats on the court. According to data reported by the State Board of Elections, the top two vote-getters were Democrats Megan K. Galligan with 167,627 votes and Sharon A. Graff with 165,824 votes. Meanwhile, Republican Thomas Marcel received 164,776 votes, while Democrat Heidi Thais Cochran received 163,777 votes, a difference of only 999 votes. Under state elections law, a hand count of all ballots cast in a race is triggered when 1 million or more ballots are cast in a race and the margin of victory is less than 5,000 votes. Ulster County Republican Elections Commissioner John Quigley said the Ulster County Board of Elections will likely schedule the hand count next week once the board has certified the results of the other races. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Kate Lisa reports for the New York State of Politics that New York's power grid is ready for the winter season, according to an assessment announced November 28th by New York Independent System Operator. Quote, "We're well positioned to meet this winter's forecast," unquote, said Kevin Lanahan, NYISO's Vice President of External Affairs and Corporate Communications. New York Independent System Operator estimates a surplus of 1,620 megawatts at peak demand this winter. Quote, "The real concern we have is whether or not that's going to impact fuel supplies here in the state," unquote, Lanahan said. Quote, "Right now it doesn't look like that's an issue, but the pricing issue is definitely something that we're concerned about and we want to make sure consumers understand going into the heating season," unquote. New York residents could see electric bills increase by more than 30% this winter compared to last year. Quote, "We expect high prices going into the new year," unquote, Lanahan said. National Grid estimates a 39% increase for its natural gas customers this winter compared to last. New York Independent System Operator also reported that slowly, the state is moving away from fossil fuels and using more solar and wind power. National Grid spokesperson Patrick Stella said that means more electricity is being used. Quote, "There's going to be much more load on these electric systems than there has been in the past, so we're trying to build them," unquote, Stella said. Quote, "We're trying to build more capacity and early on," unquote. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that while Pat Ryan currently represents the 19th Congressional District in the House of Representatives, he is about to change to the 18th Congressional District in January. Ryan won a special election in August to fill in the final weeks of Representative Antonio Delgado's term in the 19th District after he left to become lieutenant governor. Ryan then was elected for a full term in the new 18th Congressional District in November, which means he switches districts in January. On November 28th, Ryan was more in 18th Congressional District mode, speaking just outside of West Point in support of passage of the National Defense Authorization Act. Quote, "When it comes to our veterans, our military families, we have to rise above this partisan divide we have in our country right now, come together as patriots and make sure that we deliver in keeping our country safe and supporting our troops and our military families," unquote, he said. In particular, Ryan said $39.8 million would go towards the continuing construction of the $200 million West Point Cyber and Engineering Center, and $1.6 million would upgrade barracks and child development centers at West Point if the National Defense Authorization Act was passed in its current state. There's also a 4.6% pay raise for active duty members and civilians in the bill. Read more about this story at midhudsonnews.com. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC Newsroom at wgxc.org.